Good evening, everybody. Shmuel Plotzker coming at you live from my house. Happy Hanukkah. Today is December 22 of the year 22, if I'm not mistaken. We have lit the fifth candle, and so tonight and tomorrow we'll celebrate the fifth day of Hanukkah. Please join me as we read chapter 5 in our very special Hanukkah series of First Maccabees. Okay, we've read a chapter a night so far. Let's continue that. Chapter 5 in 1 Maccabees. Now, when the nations round about heard that the altar was built and the sanctuary renewed as before, it displeased them very much. Wherefore, they thought to destroy the generation of Jacob that was among them. And thereupon, they began to slay and destroy the people. The heathens very, very upset, right? They were so upset that the Jews were victorious and they had vanquished the Syrian Greeks and they beat them down and took back the base of Mikdash and they restarted it and the sanctuary was renewed as before, altar was built. This bothered them very, very much. And so they start to slay and destroy the Jewish people. Then Judas fought against the children of Esav in Idumea at Arabatine, because they besieged Israel. And he gave them a great overthrow and abated their courage and took their spoils. Also, he remembered the injury of the children of Bian, who had been a snare and an offense unto the people, in that they lay in wait for them in the ways. He shut them up, therefore, in the towers and encamped against them and destroyed them utterly, and burned the towers of that place with fire, and all that were within, and all that were therein. Wow. That is his modus operandi. He's going to defeat everybody, and he's going to put people inside a building. He's going to light the building up. Verse 6. Afterward, he passed over to the children of Ammon, where he found a mighty power and much people, with Timotheus, their captain. So he fought many battles with them, till at length they were discomfited before him, and he smote them. And when he had taken Jazar with the towns belonging thereto, he returned into Judea. Then the heathen that were at Galad assembled themselves together against the Israelites that were in their quarters to destroy them. But they fled to the fortress of Galtema. The Jews are fleeing from the heathens over here, and sent letters, meaning the Jews sent letters unto Judas and his brethren. The heathen that are round about us are assembled together against us to destroy us. And they are preparing to come and take the fortress whereunto we are fled, Timotheus being captain of their host. Come now, therefore, and deliver us from their hands, for many of us are slain. Yea, all our brethren that were in the places of Tovi are put to death, their wives and their children also. They have carried away captives and borne away their stuff, and they have destroyed there about 1,000 men, Jewish men. While these letters were yet reading, behold, there came other messengers from Galilee with their clothes rent, who reported on this wise. who reported thusly, and said, they of Ptolemais and of Tyrus and Sidon and all Galilee of the Gentiles are assembled together against us to consume us. Excuse me. Now when Judah and the people heard these words, there assembled a great congregation together to consult what they should do for their brethren that were in trouble and assaulted of them. Then said Judas unto Simon his brother, choose thee out men, and go, and deliver thy brethren that are in Galilee. For I and Jonathan, my brother, will go into the country of Gilead. So he left Joseph the son of Zacharias, and Azarias, captains of the people, with the remnant of the host in Judea to keep it. unto whom he gave commandment. This is Judah commanding Joseph, the son of Zacharias, as well as Azarias. He said to them, unto whom he gave commandment, saying, take ye the charge of this people, and see that ye make not war against the heathen until the time that we come again. Now unto Simon were given 3,000 men to go into Galilee, and unto Judah 8,000 men. Pardon me, I'm so sorry, not your fault. So Simon was given 3,000 men to go fight in Galilee. Judah was given 8,000 men for the country of Gilead. Then went Simon into Galilee, where he fought many battles with the heathen, so that the heathen were discomfited by him. They were discomfited. They were defeated soundly. And he pursued them unto the gate of Ptolemais. And there were slain of the heathen about 3,000 men, whose spoils he took. And those that were in Galilee and in Arbatis, with their wives and their children, and all that they had, took he away with him, and brought them into Judea with great joy. This is, of course, Simon, his brother, who did all this great fighting, went to the Galilee and brought back with great joy these wonderful spoils. Verse 24, Judas Maccabeus also and his brother Jonathan went over Jordan and traveled 3 days' journey in the wilderness, where they met with the Nabataites, who came unto them in a peaceable manner and told them everything that had happened to their brethren in the land of Galaad, and how that many of them were shut up in Bosora and Bosar and Alema, Kaspor, Maked, and Karnaim. All these cities are strong and great, and that they were shut up in the rest of the cities of the country of Galaad, and that against tomorrow they had appointed to bring their host against the forts, and to take them, and to destroy them all in one day. Hereupon Judah and his host turned suddenly by the way of the wilderness unto Bosora, and when he had won the city, he slew all the males with the edge of the sword, and took all their spoils, and burned the city with fire, from whence he removed by night, and went till he came to the fortress. And betimes in the morning they looked up, and behold, there was an innumerable people bearing ladders and other engines of war to take the fortress, for they assaulted them. When Judah therefore saw that the battle was begun, and that the cry of the city went up to heaven with trumpets and a great sound, he said unto his host, fight this day for your brethren. So he went forth behind them in three companies, who sounded their trumpets and cried with prayer. Then the host of Timotheus, knowing that it was Maccabeus, fled from him. Wherefore he smote them. Got to be Judah smoking the Greeks. He smote them with a great slaughter, so that there were killed of them that day about 8,000 men. This done, Judas turned aside to Maspa, and after he had assaulted it, he took it and slew all the males therein, and received the spoils thereof, and burnt it with fire. From thence went he and took Kaspon, Maged, Bosar, and the other cities of the country of Galaad. After these things, gathered Timotheus another host, and encamped against Raphon beyond the brook. So Judah sent men to espy the host, who brought him word, saying, all the heathen that be round about us are assembled unto him, even a very great host. He hath also hired the Arabians to help them, and they have pitched their tents beyond the brook, ready to come and fight against thee. Upon this, Judas went to meet them. Then Timotheus said unto the captains of his host, when Judas and his host come near the brook, if he pass over first unto us, we shall not be able to withstand him. for he will mightily prevail against us. But if he be afraid and camp beyond the river, we shall go over unto him and prevail against him. Okay? Now when Judas came near the brook, he caused the scribes of the people to remain by the brook, unto whom he gave commandment, saying, suffer no man to remain in the camp, but let all come to the battle. Suffer means allow, tolerate. Tolerate nobody to remain in the camp. Don't let anybody stay behind, but let all come to the battle. So he went first over unto them, and all the people after him. Then all the heathen, being discomfited before him, cast away their weapons and fled unto the temple that was at Carnaim. But they took the city and burned the temple with all that was therein. Thus was Carnaim subdued. Neither could they stand any longer before Judah. Then Judas gathered together all the Israelites that were in the country of Galaad, from the least unto the greatest, even their wives and their children and their stuff, a very great host, to the end they might come into the land of Judea. Now, when they came unto Ephron, this was a great city in the way as they should go, very well fortified. It was on the way, and it was posing a problem because the roads went through it. And we're going to see how they're going to deal with the Jews. Will they allow the Jews to go through or not? Now, when they came unto Ephron, this was a great city in the way as they should go, very well fortified. They could not turn from it, either on the right hand or the left, but must needs pass through the midst of it. Then they of the city shut them out and stopped up the gates with stones. Whereupon Judah said unto them in peaceable manner, saying, let us pass through your land to go into our own country, and none shall do you any hurt. We will only pass through on foot. Howbeit they would not open unto them. Whereupon Judas commanded a proclamation to be made throughout the host, that every man should pitch his tent in the place where he was. So the soldiers pitched and assaulted the city all that day and all that night, till at the length the city was delivered into their hands, who then slew all the males with the edge of the sword and razed the city and took the spoils thereof, and passed through the city over them that were slain. After this went they over Jordan into the great plain before Bethzan. And Judah gathered together those that came behind and exhorted the people all the way through till they came into the land of Judea. So they went up to Mount Zion with joy and gladness, where they offered burnt offerings, because not one of them were slain until they had returned in peace. How about that? Now, single fatality in all those battles. Now, what time as Judas and Jonathan were in the land of Gilead, and Simon his brother in Galilee before Ptolemais, Joseph, the son of Zacharias, and Azarias, who were captains of the garrison, they heard of the valiant acts and warlike deeds which they had done. Whereupon they, Joseph the son of Zacharias and Azarias, whereupon they said, let us also get us a name and go fight against the heathen that are round about us. So when they had given charge unto the garrison that was with them, they went towards Yamnia. Then came Gorgias and his men out of the city to fight against them. And so it was that Joseph and Azarias were put to flight and pursued unto the borders of Judea. And they were slain that day of the people of Israel, about 2,000 men. That's what happens when you don't listen. There was there a great overthrow among the children of Israel, because they were not obedient unto Judas and his brethren, but thought to do some valiant act. Moreover, these men came not of the seed of those by whose hand deliverance was given unto Israel. Howbeit, the man Judas and his brethren were greatly renowned in the sight of all Israel. Okay? Howbeit the man Judas and his brethren were greatly renowned in the sight of all Israel and of all the heathen, wheresoever their name was heard of. Verse 64, insomuch as the people assembled unto them with joyous acclamations. Afterward went Judas forth with his brethren and fought against the children of Esau in the land towards the south, where he smote Hebron and the towns thereof, and pulled down the fortress of it, and burned the towers thereof round about. From thence he removed to go into the city of the Philistines, and passed through Samaria. At that time, certain priests, desirous to show their valor, were slain in battle, for that they went out to fight unadvisedly. So Judas turned to Azotus in the land of the Philistines, and when he had pulled down, their altars and burned their carved images with fire and spoiled their cities, he returned into the land of Judea. Thank you so much, my friends. I sure appreciate being able to hang out together, to be able to read you chapter 5. Unfortunately, I have got to go to a Hanukkah party.
Well, that's good, but isn't it interesting that his name is Judah, and they said the kingship would remain in Judah? It's only when they started swaying away from Judah that they lost it.
True. There were some battles that were lost by the people. They did not want to follow Judah for whatever reason. Well, like you said, they wanted to get their own heads.
I'm referring to the kingship.
Oh, okay. Over here, I thought you were referring to the battlefield. They were doing their own thing on the battlefield.
I'm referring to the idea that his name was Judah.
Uh-huh. Right. And he is the de facto king.
The kingship shouldn't leave from Judah.
That's good.
It's a takeoff.
Right on.
Anyway, Barbara says I shouldn't keep you too long. You got to go to this fancy thing.
I'm going to Chabad Blue Edge. They have a party over there, and we're going to go to Jeep. And, oh, here's the thing. Tomorrow, that have to fun. Tomorrow, everybody, is, of course, Erev Shabbos. The question is, when should we read our chapter of Maccabees? In the morning or in the afternoon? The afternoon is going to be a short Erev Shabbos, and it's going to be frenetic. I won't be able to really concentrate if I do it at 3:30 or 4 or whatever, because
Barbara likes
Shabbos
morning.
Starts about 5 o'clock. How about in the morning?
Morning
right.
Better.
How about right after the Talmud class? Is that good?
Yes, morning.
Great.
What time?
How about right after the Gemara class? About 11:10 or 11:15, we can just go straight from the Talmud class to chapter 6 of Maccabees.
Perfect.
We'll put it together.
Perfect.
Well, maybe you know what? The thing is, I'm going to have to separate them, because if a person wants to click on the class, he's going to want to be able to reach a dedicated class that only has the Maccabees stuff on it. So I guess we're going to have to hang up at about 11:10. And then we'll start the Maccabees class at or around 11:15, and we'll read chapter 6. So how about that? Talmud at 10:30, and it will end at about 11:10, and then start the Maccabees class at 11:15, go for 20, 25 minutes, and then that'll be it. Sound fair?
Sounds spectacular.
Great. Terrific. Thank you both so much. Thanks for calling in. Hopefully you enjoyed. As we are learning about the life and times of Judah and Maccabee. Fascinating stuff. Thanks so much. So hopefully, God willing, we'll see you tomorrow at 10:30. Enjoy the Hanukkah. Take care. Bye for now.